Satil remained silent as he spoke, but his words filled her with horror and dread. She knew Jace was loyal, but she'd never imagined his loyalty to his fallen friends would be the catalyst for so much anger. "Killing Imperials can't bring back the people on the list," she told him.
"Killing Imperials is how we win this war," he told her. "And winning the war is the only way to stop adding names to my list."
"This is a dangerous path, Jace. You're taking the love for your friends and turning it into something dark and twisted. Something that will drive you to evil."
"We don't see things the same way," Jace explained. "I'm not a Jedi."
"What if something happens to me?" Satil wondered. "What happens if one day you add my name to your list?"
Silently, she added.
"Or your child's."
Jace's expression was grim.
"I'd rain destruction down on the Empire," he said quietly. "I'd destroy their cities and burn their worlds."
"That's not what I would want."
"I know,"
Jace answered.
"But I can't help who I am."
After a few seconds, he added,
"And I don't think we're really that different. If something happened to me, I don't believe you could pretend it didn't matter. I think in your grief and anger, you'd lash out at the Empire too."
"That's not the Jedi way,"
she said. But even as she spoke the words, she wondered if Jace was right. How could she not hate the Empire if they took away the man she loved? How could she not hate them if they had the blood of her unborn child on their hands?
I'm not a soldier," she said, her voice uncertain as she took a step back from him. "I'm a Jedi."
"It's okay, Satil,"
Jace said, stepping toward her and extending his hand. She turned and rushed from the tent, ignoring him as he called out for her to wait. She fled beyond the perimeter of the camp and into the cover of the night's darkness, where she finally stopped and collapsed on the ground. Her breath was coming in ragged gasps that quickly turned into hitching sobs as she was drowned in a flood of powerful emotions. The tears came next, and she didn't try to stop them. She cried for several minutes before slowly collecting herself. The flow of tears dried up, and her sobs became a soothing rhythm of inhale, exhale. She recognized that part of her reaction was due to the hormones coursing through her pregnant body, and some of it was due to her still struggling to accept the fact that she was going to have a child. But that couldn't explain everything away. She had sensed the hate and darkness inside Jace before, though it had taken the impending birth of their child to make her confront him about it. What she hadn't realized was that the same potential for hate and anger lurked inside her as well. Her feelings for Jace were too strong. If something happened to him, she feared all her Jedi training wouldn't be able to save her from seeking vengeance against the Empire. With her child, she knew it would be even worse.
"This path leads to the dark side," she said.
And in that moment of clarity, Satil knew what she had to do. Satil opened her eyes as the memories faded away. They still hurt, even 3 decades later. As much as she wanted to believe she could master and control her emotions, when it came to Theron and Jace, she had to recognize that it simply wasn't possible. They would always evoke a powerful reaction in her. It was a weakness she had to acknowledge. If she were to confront Jace about his potentially harmful influence on their son, it would only make things worse. Like Theron, he would react to her interference with anger, and she would inevitably respond in kind. Better not to get involved any further. She had cut them out of her life for a reason. It was the only way she could fully serve the Republic. She had sacrificed her chance to have a family and an ordinary life when she chose the Order. And hard as it was, she couldn't go back on that decision now.